I was a three-piece suited accountant in what I call Boxtown in Seattle, going up, riding elevators up the skyscrapers every day, and completely at a loss of why I was there. It was completely foreign to my nature. And one day heard one of the partners say the word Alaska, and he was talking about these Alaska Native villages that they had taken on to audit. And I raised my hand and said, you know, give me every one of those. So there I was with my audit bags on the back deck of the Alaska State Ferry, going up to places like Hoona and Kasan and Saxman. And the, you know, gourmet air and water of Alaska just knocked me between the eyeballs. And I, you know, said, I got to figure out a way to stay up here. And I was heading towards something much more integral to who I was. It had a lot to do with nature and wildness than, you know, three-piece suits riding elevators.
What sort of lessons do you feel like you took from your time in Alaska?
I'd say that the primary lesson I learned from being in Alaska was that being alone for a bit is essential to knowing oneself. You know, that journey to solitude I took was critical to me becoming who I am today, and it took me to the heart of the matter. And so, you know, solitude as part of a larger spiritual arc and practice of one's life. I'd say the other, and I'm going to bring the dog in here, right? The intimacy with and love of a dog can be equal and even greater than that than it can be with a human. And that sounds like that's a bit, I'll just say that's not an easy thing to talk about. And I think it's actually more people's experience than people will admit, but you can really be who you are with a dog, and there's this complete acceptance there. And the intimacy is so deep because it's wordless and you're communicating through body language or through eyes. And you know it at most when they leave, you realize, if you didn't already, the depth of that intimacy. And then I think that the other thing I learned from Alaska is that healing from one's childhood patterns and traumas is lifelong work.
I did want to talk a little bit about your KRBD show, because I was just, I think that is so awesome. But yeah, tell me a little bit about the show.
Yeah, KRBD was a revelation to me. You know, I walked in and here was a guy named the Teen Angel doing a radio show and told me that, you know, I could take a training class and come in and do my own show. Did a rock and roll show with Kate Martini up there called Over the Edge. And one of the features was called Chew the Bone with Dr. Woody, which was, Dr. Woody was a cosmic dog psychologist, and he would answer the letters of problem pets or two-leggeds that live with him. So,
Did you do a voice or something for him? Did I read that right?
Yeah. Dr. Woody would speak like this. Good evening, all you mutts and pretty girls too. This is Dr. Woody.
Well, Ward, thank you so much for your time. This has been a great conversation, and thank you again for the book. And yeah, thanks again.
Thanks a lot, man. I guess I can leave you with this. Woof. That was from Woody.